Hello.
Welcome back to the Kat and Neela Ask Why podcast. Excited to have you here. Wait, that's not the line.
You actually forgot.
No, because I was just talking to the people. They're my friends now. They get it.
Okay.
We don't do formalities anymore. It's like, hey, welcome. Good to have you. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess that is the...
Okay. So what's the question for today?
What is the question? We didn't pick a question. I do know what we're talking about. But do we have a question?
Not really. What are we talking about?
We are attempting to draw the line between being inspired by and plagiarizing, I guess.
Yeah.
There is a line. There obviously there is a line. It's not even a fine line either.
Yeah.
It's a wall.
But. It's very common to see that wall broken
really?
With a wrecking ball.
Do
a
tell.
Lot of the times. Come on. We're in the age of everyone's trying to do whatever everyone can. And it's pretty much common that whenever someone starts a trend, everyone starts to jump on the bandwagon.
Okay.
Yeah. I've noticed that, for example, I do couples photography. And to me, that's like unique. And I know that's unique, but there's like
it's a unique. Lot. To You're me, the only person to... Wait, what do you mean unique?
Sorry, to do the way I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's way better.
Can you tell us
if the way
it's
I
not
do?
Too... No, just like what... is unique in the things that you do. Because you're not the only person that shoots couples.
Storytelling, lifestyle, couples, photography. In the space that we're in, I do believe I'm the only one doing it like that. Or
like how?
That is... I don't know how... I don't know like how to explain.
No, because it's like you shoot couples, right?
I'm not just shooting couples.
No, I get it. But like, I'm trying to understand what you see as unique so that, because you were talking about how you do something that you think is unique, but then.
Oh, what I think is unique.
You know,
about
like
the
what
work.
Is unique about your work that if you were to see someone else do it, you might suspect that they're kind of branching into your trademark, I'm going to say.
Okay. It's the unposed photography.
Okay.
I don't pose. But people think I pose.
Okay.
And then it becomes pretty obvious when they
go. When they pose?
Stay like that.
Like you're not
posing. Really like you know posing and whatever. Stay like that and like let me stay here and pretend like I just caught it.
Okay.
And I think I have noticed 2 or 3 times that happening. And that was funny. I was like, huh, I am changing stuff. That's
look
cool.
at you. So no, do you feel honored or offended?
Not even one or the other. It's just, oh, wow. Okay. Cool. Do you
really?
Think?
You don't get triggered? Not even
no,
a little?
Not at all.
Because it's like, really?
Not at all.
You're annoying.
At the end of the day, I am going to keep on doing my thing. And
of
I'm
a person.
Going to still remain.
That is not normal.
The one
I'm
guy
to
that
accept
can
do it. Ooh.
Better than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. So I
like,
guess.
I don't get annoyed at all. It's like. Want to try? Try. You're going to fall on the next hurdle because this is not easy. I make it look easy and I've noticed it, but look at me bragging.
I
but
love no. how it went for like sane and mature to arrogant in a second.
No, but you're going to, you know, go on.
Go
do
on.
Thing.
Try.
Yeah.
Let's see you do it.
And that's how I go. I'm not going to be here and try to gatekeep it. I've seen it be tried, and then people just get off it in the next week, and it's cool. Mm-hmm. And till this day, I know I'm the person that you turn to when you want those kinds of specific pictures.
Okay.
Because if it wasn't, I'm pretty sure there's way cheaper or I would say bigger alternatives out there. But they're not going there.
Like, so full-on production shit.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. If I weren't dating you, I would totally hire you for my couple pictures and stuff. And my wedding and all of that. Ooh. It kind of sucks. Actually, I thought about that like 2 days ago. I don't know where I was going, but I was driving and
because I sent you the probably. Pictures from that couple, right?
I probably. Okay. Yeah. I remember having that thought. Like if I weren't marrying him, I'd hire him to shoot my wedding. But it's like, now tough it kinda luck. Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who am I gonna call? This is annoying.
sorry. That was very dumb. We're going on when is it inspiration and when does it turn into plagiarism?
Yes.
First of all, Kat, who are you inspired to when you're writing?
Jackie Hill Perry. Oh my God, Jackie Hill Perry.
She's a master.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't say anyone else after I met you. And it's so funny because I do remember, I don't know if it was the live that she did or a caption that she wrote somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's so weird because like when you start following someone so intensely, you kind of read your words and in your mind, it's like you're hearing them. You read their words and it's like you're hearing them say it.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't remember where it was, but I remember her talking about inspiration and stuff.
Okay.
And how she had to take notice not to like copy the things that she was inspired by.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to kind of like be aware of that. It's like, hey, I like this and I want to do this kind of thing, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
I think it did something. I think it's yours. It was right after you moved.
Yours. It was yours. That went good.
Okay. But
you were saying about
Jackie? I am inspired by Jackie Hill Perry.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone else?
Alicia Harris. I can't think of anyone else right now.
Okay.
There are probably more people, but
Yeah, I think, like, in terms
weren't
of
you
art,
leading up to something?
I am.
Okay.
In terms of art, we are at a stage where we can't really make anything from zero anymore. And it's important that we are inspired by people, but it becomes, I wouldn't say plagiarism, but we should maybe understand the level of inspiration we're taking from other people. Because if your work is, for example, 80% Jackie, it's only 20% Kat. And that becomes a problem.
Okay.
If, so for example, your pacing, or say your pacing, your verses, your rhymes become what Jackie does, that is not you.
Sure.
That becomes a plagiarism problem. Even though it's not word for word, it still becomes a plagiarism problem. Do I feel the same?
Yeah.
Okay. and now going, for example, for photographs, which is my side of things. If I use, you know, I get a photograph from Pinterest and I go, this is the photograph I want to take from this angle. And that is not art. That is plagiarism. That is not inspiration. Inspiration would be, oh, this pose they're doing seems okay, but let me try it from a different angle. And let me try to approach it, I don't know, with different lighting.
What if you see something that is just perfect? You know, like you see a picture and you're like, oh, have you never wanted to replicate something?
I have.
You might not. Okay.
No, I have gone and replicated things, but I've not done it in a sense of making it, you know, saying this is my art. You know, if I see, for example, a picture of someone taking it in Namahasha, for example.
Okay.
And I go to Namahasha and get the same angle, the same lens, probably the same gear, just to have the same picture. I don't think that is anything close to being inspired by, but rather pretty much copying.
So are you advocating that that should not be done?
I am advocating that that should not be done.
Okay.
If I were to like maybe give a different way of approaching it, would be get 5 different pictures and make one out of one from those. For example, you like the colors in one. You like the posing in the other.
Oh,
you
I
like
get it.
The location of the other.
Okay, so would you say that it's only not plagiarism if you don't take the entirety of the thing?
It's not plagiarism if you have a say in it. If you have something to say of yours in it.
Okay, but how does that bit with what you were saying earlier, like what if I write something that's like 80% someone else and then 20% my thing?
Do you think that that would be your thing?
I wouldn't, but what you just said is if you have something of yours to say in it, then it's not plagiarism. So I'm just trying to.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense of the question. But when I meant that was when you are, you know, the foundation of the piece of art that you're making,
mm-hmm.
and everything else it added onto it, like your thoughts are it. And if you're inspired by things, if you get, I don't know, 10 different photographs and you're inspired to do one specific photograph, that is yours because you took little bits of inspiration, but the basis is you.
Okay.
At least that's how I see it.
I agree, but not really. I mean, I do agree with the general tone of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in inspiration, at least in my experience, it's not like being inspired by someone or something to do something else does not mean you take parts of that and you put it onto your thing. I think it should be something that evokes a new thing in you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not, oh, I saw this picture and I really love the colors. And I'm going to take these colors and try to do something else with it. But maybe it's like, I looked at this and I found it to be beautiful and mm-hmm. it made me want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up doing something with the same colors or similar colors.
Yes.
But it's not like, I'm taking a part of this and I'm taking a part of something else. And with that, I am making my own thing. It's more so the drive that whatever thing that inspires you gives you to do whatever you would do.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that is a great line, you know, well, like you said, for inspirations versus plagiarism. The website, for example.
Your website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When I made it, I saw a website. I had someone I looked up to, and I saw their website. I was almost about to copy and do the same thing and be like, yeah, we're good. But then it doesn't become you. It becomes whoever else made it. And what are we?
What are we doing here? What are we really doing?
If we're just making stuff to be someone else. I think maybe that was a good idea. I don't know. Maybe that was a good thought to have at the moment to not make it, you know, just something else someone made.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure nobody here would figure out and it would still look like I made it and whatnot. But
yeah, it would be like, oh my God, amazing website. Eli. Yeah. But she'd know you were a fraud.
So. Yeah. In this moment, the website looks amazing. I love it. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It does look amazing. It really does. It really does. You're loud today.
Yes. I learned from the best. You know. If you go back to like, I don't know, third episode, maybe?
All of them. The first three, they're like.
No, the first one, I think I spoke enough. But like the second and the third, it was just a cat fest all over.
Ooh, the third episode. Perfection, right?
Yeah.
I love that episode. And I remember when it came out, like as soon as we started the thing, I was like, I can't wait for the third episode.
Yeah.
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 It was great. Anyway, okay. I think this is where we started, right? I was going to say
inspiration, plagiarism.
Oh, how do you think all of that ties in with the undeniable reality that there is nothing new under the sun? Like, you're not going to do new things.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, you're not supposed to be doing what
everyone else is being done. Yeah.
How do those two realities coexist?
Maybe in understanding that you are to create, you're influenced by what you see and what you do. And just accept that you're another one creating.
No.
Yeah.
Not a good answer.
Not a good answer? What would you think?
I don't know. I want you to answer, but I didn't say much.
Okay. Because
I think, like, you know, yeah. Try again.
Okay.
Let's go.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. Because I think just saying you are to create and you're just another person creating it doesn't address the things that I was asking you about.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mind is wandering and not in it.
Let me try again. No, but in my opinion, and we hear this a lot, you know, the whole like, you're the only you that exists and whatever.
Which is true.
It is true. It's tiring, though. At least for me, it's such, just the whole spiel of it. It's annoying. It's like, I'm done. Like,
okay.
Thank you. But I do think that, sorry. I do think that it is still valuable to recognize that though there is nothing new to be made,
yeah,
there are still beautiful things to be made.
Okay.
And there are still worthwhile creations to be made. You know, you're not going to like reinvent the wheel, but you could. I didn't even know how to end that metaphor, but you could do something with it. You know, even if it's not new, even if it's not new, it doesn't mean that it's not
fixed or it's finished.
I
think that is a better way to go about it.
Yeah.
Even though it's not new, it's not finished.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. We're gonna make a quote out of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think in the whole drawing inspiration thing, if you are mindful not to allow your admiration lead you to repetition,
mm-hmm.
then I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's just about the awareness.
Mm.
You know, because I honestly think I would not be pleased if someone were to say, oh my God, I admire you so much. Look at what I did. It's exactly what you do. I'd be like, why? You know, because it's not really honoring. It's theft. It's criminal, you know? So, and even if it's not like literally criminal, mm-hmm. like you were saying, it might not be like a word for word kind of thing. But if you have to draw the essence of someone else or yeah. of something else
yeah.
rather than creating your own thing, then yeah, it's not cute, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think this conversation, I brought that up because at least for me, a while back, not necessarily right now, but this conversation would always lead me to just like this insane mindset where it's like I have to do something nobody else has ever on the face of this earth done before. And really, it's like, who do you think you are, Kat? I mean, hello. So it's weird because I think, I was going to say especially for artists, but that might not be true. I know that as an artist,
yeah.
you know, I always want to do something new. And I feel like that's a very real weight that artists
yes.
have. Where it's like, I have to do something that is non-existent. And the yeah, we seek the praise and the validation, even if it's self-validation. We seek the validation that will come from, but I'd never seen this before. And it's like, yeah. we're going to see the sunrise and the sunset
yeah.
countless times. It will still be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be ground chattering, non-existent thing. It doesn't
yeah.
have to be like that. You know, it just has to be meaningful. It has to be good. It has to be worthwhile.
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
I didn't want to talk too much on this episode.
Why?
I'm trying to, I don't know, contain myself a bit more. To make it balanced, you know, to just like, I don't want to monopolize the thing.
I'm pretty sure the nicest voice to hear is yours. So, yeah. I mean, I watch the podcast before anyone else. So, I listen to it twice.
You're all biased. The time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You are. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I suppose we could be. Anything else, Kat, to add? Inspiration versus plagiarism?
I don't think so. I really like the whole nothing new thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's like three of your poems that have that. At least three or four that I remember reading.
What are those poems? There's the one that I wrote like 2 weeks ago.
And there's another one. I think one or two. I'll show you.
No, like, what are these poems? Anyway. Ooh. I wish we'd spoken about being inspired by oneself. Because that, to me, is such a reality. Like,
how... How does that happen to you?
How?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I'll find something that I wrote and I will be in absolute awe of it. And I'll read it like it's not mine. And it will inspire me to do something. I will literally feel the same thing that I feel if I were to read something by one of the people that I've mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a bit more profound and a lot more joyful because it's like, I did that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been very consistent and it's been very, very, very satisfying because I think especially in moments, you know, like when I'm like down in the dumps.
Yeah.
And like nothing can save me. Not Jackie, not Alicia, not Button Poetry, not what else? I don't know. All of these things. None of it. And then I'll find something of mine. And I think just because I really like the shit that I do, you know? So there's that. But then on top of it, it's just like a reminder of my ability and a boost in my confidence and just the joy of being like, I am this good. And then the challenging factor where it's like, oh, I totally want to top that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So because like if I wrote it years ago or even like months ago, weeks ago, I don't know. If I wrote it back when I was feeling something or going through something or thinking something that is not where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I could read it and then go, this could have totally been something else.
Yeah.
So I don't usually like rewrite poems because we've talked about this a lot of times. Like I have a hard time remaking something that I consider to be finished.
Uh-huh.
But I can get inspired by just, you know, like reading between the lines of what I write because I know my mind. So it's like, oh, we could have done something else. We could have went this. We could have said that or whatever. And that thought process, the analysis of it, the I don't know, you know, like pondering the depth of what that was makes me go, oh, let's totally write something else right
now.
Okay. And I really, really wish that for people. I think it really is just a joyful thing to be able to be inspired by yourself. You know? And it's great. I think people do have that. I actually feel like I'm late to the party.
I don't think it's as common as you think.
No?
Nope.
No, but I feel like it is. And why wouldn't it be? That's a long pause.
Yeah. Thinking to it. And it's like, you have so much availability of...
Who, me?
No.
Oh, everyone. In general.
Like, yeah, general. So much availability of data of how things are working and new poems from other people. And like, there's so much available to you that I think it's easy to fall to...
Externally?
Yeah. And most fall to, you know, just instant, you know, inspiration boost that comes from having access to someone else's work.
Yeah, sure. Because I'm not saying I am solely inspired.
Yeah, I know.
I think still, like... You know, like you look back at something that you made, at a great idea that you had or whatever, and you're kind of brought back into that space.
Yeah.
Or that like kind of jump starts you into something else.
Yeah.
I think that that's a common thing. Do people not go back to their things? Is it like, oh, this is done, it's done, I never want to see it again? I feel like it isn't. Or maybe it probably is like, just like, you know, people are, I don't know, just like, you know, focused on a specific trajectory that they don't allow themselves the leeway to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because I'm thinking back to every time I had concept art for anything. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing the short film. And I don't see the way I'm going back to look at it. I have a few that I've done and they're out in the internet. Okay. But I don't go back to look at them at all.
Ever.
Ever.
Why?
As soon as they put on the internet, I'm not going back. So yeah, it's not the same for everyone.
I guess. It doesn't, okay, sure. But like you are inspired by yourself though, sometimes.
What I am inspired to do is push, I don't know, deeper than I've done in the past. That kind of inspiration. But I don't go back and look at it and go, wow, this is great. Let's, you know, evolve from it or something. To me, it's just, let's make something new. For example, Pegasus. Everyone loves Pegasus. That is
a great film. You're always talking about it.
But to me, it's done.
Yeah, okay. But are you never going to, like, think about it and then from that jump to something else?
For example, that was the girlfriend reveal thingy. And I've had people go to me like, yo, when's the wife reveal coming? I was like, no. But it is going to come eventually, obviously, sure. Because, you know, I love doing things. But it's not extra going to be finest. Influenced, I think, at all by Pegasus, besides the subject, which is love. That's it.
Okay. So I guess I am the odd one out. I don't want to believe it, though. No. I don't think so.
I think there is people who do that, but it's probably not as common. Huh. Same way. Probably it's not as common for people like myself to, like, just, you know, forget that they've done art.
So what's the middle ground? What's the average plane?
The average plane? People who look at their work and want to evolve from their work. Or look, you know, they made a video or something and they go, oh, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do a better video than this one in this aspect, in this aspect. You know, maybe...
Is that not okay? That's not what I was saying. Okay, that's good.
That's probably middle ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can accept that.
Okay. That was fun.
This was fun.
Okay.
I really hope people are enjoying the whole "for artists" thing. I feel like it completely changed the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts on this new, what is it called?
Topic, era.
Era. I like era. On this new era of Kat and Nila Ask Why. Let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.